Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Allergy season is already upon us here, and it seems like it might be a more ahead of schedule than it usually is. Is that a fair assessment to make? And kind of what's the outlook of the allergy season here in Western New York?
It's a very fair assessment to assume that it's ahead of schedule. The outlook looks, I suspect, that it's going to be a significant one, that allergy sufferers will be doing, unfortunately, just that, suffering. And we've had a little bit of an interesting blip. You may recall that we had that very, very warm period just a few, maybe at most a month ago. And we had a very, very warm winter. I was talking to a colleague who taps maple sugar, and they said that the trees started flowing much earlier than they ever had. So yes, the plants are responding to global warming. I think we're going to see, even though we had a blip earlier on and people were complaining about early spring allergies, which are trees, I think we may see further increase in tree allergies. And then the grass season is literally going to start very, very shortly, and the grasses bloom. Most of these blossoms, by the way, you can't see. They're very small. Grass trees, they're very small blossoms, and the pollen they give off is quite fine. So, I have a feeling we're going to have a real barn burner of an allergy season.
Is this upcoming allergy season maybe going to be one of the worst, if not the worst, on season? If so, why or why not?
Okay, so every season is the worst. And the reason is that you kind of forget what happened last season. You say, oh, yeah, I had my problems, but boy, right now I'm suffering. So the perception is virtually every season is the worst, even though it may or may not be. However, I think in this case, and even last year was a significant allergy season, and the people who say this was the worst season, they were right. I think they were quite right. Pollen counts were elevated. The pollen started to flow in the air earlier than we normally expect. And the other thing is that we may be seeing this for the future. As global warming continues, and any deniers last winter here in Buffalo, I think are going to make some of the deniers recognize that this is really upon us. And I do think that while this may be the worst, it's not going to be the worst for the future. So that remains to be seen.
And heading into the peak of the allergy season in the coming weeks here, how could people better prepare themselves to be ready ahead of allergies getting out of hand or at a point where it may be overwhelming for some people?
The first thing is recognize if there are nasal allergy symptoms, the best thing to use are even the over-the-counter steroid nasal sprays. And people, they hear steroid, they get a little nervous and worried. One has to be concerned with growing children, and steroids can cause an inhibition of linear growth, but usually not just due to nasal steroids. So the first thing is get prepared. The best thing you can do for nasal symptoms is a daily use of nasal spray, over-the-counter nasal sprays, Flonase. There's so many of them. They're steroid nasal sprays. They've been found to be safe. Use them correctly. Read the label instructions and use them. In some cases, you could probably double what the label says if you're not getting the best benefit. The pills, the antihistamine pills, really are not first-line therapy. So people who know that they're allergic and expect the season to be, you know, worse than they would hope, they might as well get started on their over-the-counter nasal sprays. individuals who have really, really significant allergies and want to see their allergist, this is the time. It's going to be tough because we're all busy now. But by all means, you know, make an appointment and see if there are some other meds. But over-the-counter nasal sprays work very, very well. Steroid nasal sprays. There's even a over-the-counter addition that you can use. It's called Azelastin. It's an antihistamine nasal spray. And that can be even used in conjunction with the steroid. It goes. There's only one over-the-counter that I know of called Astepro. You see it on TV a lot. That works nicely as a backup if the steroid doesn't work. But you have to remember, the steroid nasal spray has to be taken daily. You can't just use it when you need it and stop it when you feel that you're feeling better. If you want to control your symptoms, use it daily. And again, if your symptoms are really bad, come and see us and any one of us, whether it's university or our private allergists in the community. We have an excellent group of docs all over the place, and we would welcome any new patient. It's going to be tough during the height of the allergy season. There are other new techniques and technologies available for things like the seasonal allergies. There are pills that can be taken for certain seasonal allergies. They're not readily available. They're hard to get, and they're only by prescription. But those are all things that can be undertaken together with your private allergist.
Very good. Dr. Schwartz, anything else you want to add to our conversation that maybe we haven't touched base on?
Yeah, well, the other thing is people always say, I don't know if I have a cold or I have an allergy. And the general distinction between the two is that usually, along with allergies, you get itchiness of the nose and of the eyes. If you have a cold, you can get itchiness, but it's more significant with allergies. So itching is indicative of an allergy. Non-itching, of course, fevers are more associated with upper respiratory infections, and allergies persist for quite a long time. Colds go away within a week at the most. So just be aware of that. And if someone has concerns and questions about their allergies, see their allergist here at UBMD. We have sites suburban and urban. And then we have my colleagues in private practice are all excellent allergists. So feel free to see any one of us.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.